Lokam Jaya Madarshinaha पश्यन्त पशु साम्यताम् मैत्रेय उवाच गुरुवादयस्ते मुनयो लोकानां क्षेमदर्शिनः गोप्तरस्ति वै नृणाम् पश्यन्त पशु साम्यताम् मैत्रेय उवाच भृगुवादयस्ते मुनयो लोकानां क्षेमदर्शिनः गोप्तरस्ति वै नृणाम् पश्यन्त पशु साम्यताम् मैत्रेय उवाच भृगुवादयस्ते मुनयो लोकानां क्षेमदर्शिनः गोप्तरस्ति वै नृणाम् पश्यन्तः पशुशाम्यताम्
Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
They say Maitreya continue.
They say Maitreya continue.
Brigavaraya.
Brigavaraya.
Headed by Brigu.
Headed by Brigu.
They. All of them.
All of them.
Munaya.
Munaya.
Great sages.
Great sages.
Lokana.
Lokana.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Shemadarshana.
Shemadarshana.
Who always inspire for the welfare.
Who always inspire for the welfare.
Goktari. King.
King
Asati,
Asati,
being absent,
being absent,
why?
Certainly,
certainly,
Nirnam,
Nirnam, of all the citizens,
of all the citizens,
Vasyanta,
Vasyanta,
having understood, Vasusamitam,
Vasusamitam,
existence on the level of animals,
existence on the level of animals.
Translation: the great sage Maitreya continued, O great hero Vidura, the great sages headed by Bhrigu were always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. When they saw that in the absence of King Anga, there was no one to protect the interests of the people, they understood that without a ruler, the people would become independent and non-regulated. Therefore, in this verse, the spoken word is Shemadarshana, which refers to those who were always looking after the welfare of the people in general. All the great sages, Siddhartha and Bhrigu, were always thinking of how to elevate all the people of the universe to the spiritual platform. Indeed, they advised the kings of every planet to rule the people with that ultimate goal of life in mind. The great sages used to advise the head of the state or the king, and he used to rule the populace in accordance with their instruction. And after the disappearance of King Anga, there was no one to follow the instructions of the great sages. Consequently, all the citizens became unruly, so much so that they could be compared to animals, as described in Bhagavad Gita. Human society must be divided into four orders, according to quality and work. In every society, there must be an intelligent class, administrative class, productive class, and worker class. In a modern democracy, these scientific divisions are termed topsy-turvy, and by vote, soldiers or workers are chosen for administrative posts. Having no knowledge of the ultimate goal of life, such persons can simply enact laws without knowledge of life's purpose. The result is that no one is happy. The great sages then called for the queen mother Sunita, and with her permission they installed Vena on the throne as master of the world. All the ministers, however, disagreed with this. It was already known that Vena was very severe and cruel. Therefore, as soon as all the thieves and rogues in the state heard of his ascendance to the royal throne, they became very much afraid of him. Indeed, they hid themselves here and there as rats hide themselves from snakes. Therefore, when the government is very weak, rogues and thieves flourish. Similarly, when the government is very strong, all the thieves and rogues disappear or hide themselves. Of course, Vena was not a very good king, but he was known to be cruel and severe. Thus, the state at least became free from thieves and rogues. When the king ascended to the throne, he became all-powerful with eight kinds of opulence. Consequently, he became too proud. By virtue of his false prestige, he considered himself to be greater than anyone. Thus, he began to insult great personalities. Report. In this verse, the word ashta vibhuti, meaning eight opulences, is very important. The king is supposed to possess eight kinds of opulence. By dint of mystic yoga practice, kings generally acquire these eight opulences. These kings are called Rajarshis, kings who were also great sages. And practicing mystic yoga, Rajarshi could become smaller than the smallest, greater than the great, and could get whatever he desired. Rajarshi could also create a kingdom, bring everyone under his control, and rule everyone. These were some of the opulences of a king. King Vena, however, was not practicing yoga, but he became proud of his royal position nonetheless. Because he was not very considered, he began to misuse his power and thought great personalities. When he became overly blind due to his opulence, King Vena mounted a chariot and, like an uncontrolled elephant, began to travel through the kingdom, causing the sky and earth to tremble wherever he went. All the twice-born brahmanas were forbidden henceforth to perform any sacrifice, and they were also forbidden to give charity or offer clarified butter. Thus, King Vena sounded kettle drums throughout the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kinds of religious rituals. Purport was committed by King Vena many years ago, so at present being carried out by atheistic governments all over the world. The world situation is so tense that at any moment governments may issue declarations to stop religious rituals. Eventually, the world situation will become so degraded that it will be impossible for pious men to live on the planet. Therefore, saying people should execute Krishna consciousness very seriously, so they can go back home back to Godhead without having to further suffer the miserable conditions predominant in this universe. Thereafter, all the great sages assembled together, and after observing cruel Vena's atrocities, concluded that a great danger and catastrophe was approaching the people of the world. Thus, out of compassion, they began to talk among themselves, for they themselves were the performers of the sacrifices. Wherefore, before King Vena was enthroned, all the great sages were very much anxious to see to the welfare of society. When they saw that King Vena was most irresponsible, cruel, and atrocious, they again began to think of the welfare of the people. It should be understood that sages, saintly persons, and devotees are not unconcerned with people's welfare. Ordinary karmas are busy acquiring money for sense gratification. Ordinary gyanis are socially aloof when they speculate in liberation. But actual devotees and saintly persons are always anxious to see how a person can be made happy, both materially and spiritually. Therefore, the great sages began to consult one another on how to get out of the dangerous atmosphere created by King Vena. When the great sages consulted one another, they saw that the people were in a dangerous position from both directions. When a fire blazes on both ends of a log, the ants in the middle of the log in a very dangerous situation. Similarly, at that time, the people in general were in a dangerous position due to an irresponsible king on one hand, and thieves and rogues on the other. So, because there was no king, then the sages said, we will put Vena as the king. They had no other option, because Anga had only one son. The ministers opposed this because they knew the nature of King Vena. Nevertheless, they still had to have a ruler. So they at least did this and experimented. Then even the sages found this is no good because King Vena stopped all sacrifices. So then the sages thought, oh, this is also bad. We've made a mistake. And then they had to take some remedial measures based on that. So this chapter is concerned with the activities of King Vena, all the bad things he did, and then the remedial measures that the sages took. So we see here that sages were advisors to the government, and their advice was accepted, though it was also opposed by the ministers, because there was no king at that time. The ministers opposed. But nevertheless, the verdict of the sages was put into practice for some time. But we also see that then they realized there was a mistake. So we can also understand that, therefore, their advice was not infallible. They were liable to make mistakes. Also, nevertheless, the system is that the king should follow the brahmanas. There is some sort of safeguard there. In that way, the king also should not be regarded as infallible. That is why the brahmins are there, to check the king. And then when the king, King Vena, became unruly, then the sages again interfered. So, there is a the king is supposed to have proper conduct, but to check that we have the sages or the brahmanas. So that was the system of Varnashram, where the brahmanas are advisors and the kings rule. And the king was obliged, or the government was obliged, to follow the advice of the Brahmanas. And here we see that even the Brahmanas could make a mistake, but they observed that there was a mistake, and therefore they made some attempt to correct that mistake. So they also were not infallible. So, nevertheless, there is some safeguards there. The king is supposed to be absolute. He's the king, so he has all the power, and there's no democracy. But, nevertheless, the power of the sages is there to help control the king. If that control is not there, then we will see that the king becomes all-powerful. And that is the case of King Vena. He did not want to follow the advice of Brahmins. He said Brahmins should stop all sacrifices, Brahmins should stop their activities. He tried to destroy the Brahminical community. And we'll find the same with Kamsa. His strategy was, I cannot directly kill the Supreme Lord, but I will attack the Brahmanas. By attacking the Brahmanas, then I will destroy everything, because the Supreme Lord is affectionate towards the Brahmanas. So Kamsa also took this strategy of afflicting the Brahmanas. So one reason, of course, is that by doing so, then one has all power. One does not have to listen to anyone. One has independence. So that is the destruction of the system. So we'll see in that system, even though there is a monarchy in the Varnashram system, the ultimate control goes to the Brahmanas. We have no position at all. So that is a safeguard in that society. What is a safeguard in democracy? It is the populace at large. They will vote, this person's no good. Now the problem with that is that the population at large is in ignorance. So they will make wrong decisions sometimes. More wrong decisions than the Brahmanas. So here the Brahmanas made a wrong decision, but they were willing to correct it. In the case of democracy, a lot of the citizens, most of the citizens, are completely ignorant. And therefore, there's even less of a safeguard in one sense, because they can be fooled very easily. So, in this way, the system set up by the Supreme Lord with the Brahmanas at the top is more effective, provided the king is willing to listen to the Brahmanas. So, to institute that, the king has to be educated properly. So, therefore, he also has to have knowledge of the Vedas. He has to learn the Vedas, and we will see that the great kings had great knowledge. So, for instance, Yudhisthira was knowledgeable of scripture, Bhishma was knowledgeable of scripture. So, they get a proper training, not just in fighting and government, but they get a scriptural background. And by that, then they realize that they have to give respect to the superiors, that is the Brahmins in society. And that way, there is a check upon the king. He has higher knowledge through the community. So that was the system, and therefore when the kings ruled, they always had the advice of the Brahmanas. And therefore, when we see a sage enter into the king's court, the king gives great respect. He always worships them. And then he asks for advice. From this, we can also understand that the king had spiritual interest, because the sages prominently gave spiritual advice. So, the kings also had a spiritual basis in their ruling their kingdom. So anyway, here we find that it was unfortunate that though Vena came in the king's line, he was not proper, and he had the wrong character. And there was some good in the fact that because he was king, the thieves stopped their activities. There was no more criminal activity. But then King Vena became the big criminal. And then he afflicted everybody. So he got rid of all the other criminals, and he was the big criminal afflicting everyone. So, in that way, it was also bad. It was worse, in fact. So the king himself became the exploiter of everybody else. And he afflicted the Brahmins. And so in this way, the whole system would get destroyed. So that's why the Brahmins had to reconsider their decision to do something about the situation. So in this position, they saw that the citizens were the ultimate losers. They were afflicted by the king, and if they didn't have the king, they were afflicted by the thieves. So if you don't have a king, then there's lawlessness. And if you have a bad king, then the king will exploit you. So either way, the citizens have to suffer. And so this was the dilemma. They wanted a king, so they made him the king. And then he was the king, and he made everyone suffer also. So either way, the citizens suffer. Not only the citizens suffer, but then King Vena also afflicted the sages. He stopped all the sacrifices. So everyone had to suffer in this way. But it's mentioned here that the sages were looking after the welfare of the people. They were looking, they were kshema darshanam. They were looking after the welfare of the people. So this is one of the purposes of the sages. The sages are appointed during the reign of Amanu. It's described that there's Amanu, his descendants, the sages, the Devatas, they all appear for a period of Manu. And then when there's another Manu, then another group of sages, another group of demigods appear. So 14 times throughout the day of Brahma, all these things change. New Manu, new sons and descendants, new Devatas, new sages appear. And what is the purpose of the sages? They are the ones that have to safeguard the Dharma when it gets destroyed. So when there's a king like this, Vena, and they see the Dharma, then they have to rectify the situation. Because the king cannot do it anymore, because the king himself is useless. So at that point, then the sages have to restore Dharma. So similarly, after the end of, at the end of Kali Yuga, as Kali Yuga goes onwards, where there's no more kings, then at the end, then what they do? Then the sages have to restore Dharma and help to establish such a Yuga by telling the kings to come, the proper kings to come back. So that is the purpose of the sages. They are also a safeguard of Dharma. So of course, Dharma also, as I said, is not the ultimate. Dharma is for the population at large. So they are looking after the welfare of the people at large by having Dharma. So Dharma is the social system for everyone. So we'll see these sages are also not necessarily the greatest devotees. We see sometimes they argue with each other and curse each other and whatever. So they're not always the greatest. Some are Brahmaganis and whatever. So they're not always the greatest devotees. Nevertheless, they are very knowledgeable of scripture, and their purpose is to establish and to preserve Dharma at all stages. Now, of course, among them we do have special sages like Narada, who is also, of course, incarnation of the Lord. So there are sages who specialize in bhakti also. So their purpose is there is not so much establishing Dharma as establishing bhakti. So when they come, they will preach devotion rather than anything else. Whereas the other sages are usually involved in establishing the monarchy, the king, and the social system, etc. And they give advice on Dharma. So only some special sages take up the role of spreading bhakti. So this we will see in the Mahabharata and other works also that this is the role of the sages. In the Bhagavatam, these sages will take a little bit of a minor role in comparison to persons like Narada. You guys, the Bhagavatam is about bhakti. So therefore Narada Muni takes a more prominent role than these sages. And he appears in many places and he gives advice on devotional service.
The generation of the sages, I mean, they guide the kings, they work under the king's under the Brahmin guidance. When you talk about sages, they are real also, you talk about sages,
Yeah, of various degrees. Some are jnanis, some may be yogis, some are devotees. They're on various levels. They're not all the greatest devotees, because we see some of them cursing and whatever like that. Just as the Brahmana, son cursed Parikshit, for instance, who's a sage in the forest. So sometimes the sages are elevated, sometimes they're more inclined to jnana, maybe bhakti. But they're all familiar with dharma, and they give advice to the kings on dharma, how to institute the proper policies in the kingdom.
And the sages are advisors to the king, and they know more about administration. They can eventually be the administrators.
Well, that's not their role. If they take that role, they have no time to study the scriptures, so therefore they don't have that knowledge anymore. Secondly, if they take that role, they're prejudiced because they're also in power. Whereas if they're not in power, then they can objectively look at the situation and give advice without influence. So they are impartial in the situation. They're under nobody's control. So that is why I said the Brahmin must be independent. He cannot be employed by somebody who's employed, then he cannot give advice, because he will just go by whoever's giving him the money. He's controlled, in other words. So therefore, they have to have their independence. So the king is obliged to give them things, like land, and therefore they're independent of the king, and they're not obliged back to the king in any way except to give advice.
But can we say like king is like a dummy and the sages is ruling the government? The king is like a dummy, sages are the one who really...
Well, they're not doing the practical management. It's the king that does that, because that's his nature. And it's not the nature of the Brahmana to practically get involved in those things and to fight the demons and do all that. So, and punish the criminals. So that's the king's character to do that, to carry out punishment and whatever. The sages are involved in studying the Vedas and meditation.
Many times the kings may not even listen to the sages' advice.
Yeah, in that case, then there's a problem. As here, obviously, Vaina wouldn't listen to them. They tried to correct Vaina, he wouldn't listen, therefore they cursed him. Well, we can see that that's kind of a similar model. Now, of course, we can question their realization or their knowledge or whatever, but nevertheless, we'll find in most ancient societies there was a link between the religion and the government. The two were linked together. However, that also becomes a problem sometimes, because the religion itself has become a political thing. It can be political, and they can use the government for getting power also. So then they accrue money and whatever and whatever. So the safeguard here in the Brahminical system is the sages generally had to be renounced. They could not acquire a lot of things. If they did, they would give it all away. So they were not interested in acquiring huge properties and wealth and whatever. They would keep giving everything away, and they would subsist on whatever they needed. So their qualification was detachment. But then we'll see churches, they get a lot of money and power and this and that, and they become rulers in one sense. They become a political force also. So then it becomes a little dangerous, because they can exploit the people also. So that then the religion can exploit the people as well. So they control the government and exploit the people again. So then that also becomes a problem. Well, very rich. Well, not directly, but of course the Catholic Church owns a lot of property.
Big,
huge. Very, very, very rich. Proper in terms of properties and whatever, yeah, sure. Huge. Well.
Sometimes
we
say that the sages know how to use the wealth. The proverb used to say, people don't know how to use the wealth, and they know how to utilize the relationship for all service.
Well, because the sages have realization, also knowledge of scripture, they know what is the goal of life. So therefore they know what is proper to use, when and where and whatever. Where if we don't know that, then we'll just spend it all on useless things.
What is the
proper tip?
to plant like the sutras. The Kali Yuga, democratic government. The sutras are like the sutras.
Yeah. Yeah. One who is a sudra will naturally be inclined to select another sudra as his leader. An ignorant man will select another ignorant man. How can he select one who is elevated if he's in ignorance? So that's one of the problems with the democratic system. The solution would be to educate everybody and bring them above the sudra level. That's if it's possible. But according to the Vedic conception, actually by nature, the majority will be sudra. Anyway. So they all vote, then they'll put a sudra in power continually. And if the intelligent people are less, they will not have so much power. So that's the system. Yeah. Well, they'll vote for putting in power that those people who can basically satisfy their material needs. Yeah. Whoever will satisfy their material needs the best, they will try to put that person.
On what basis a king should choose the sages who can advise him? Because we find that even demons have the sages to advise him.
Well, the king should take advice from any. He must respect all Brahmins. He respects all Brahmins. Of course, the sages are a special category of Brahmins by their realization. So then he must respect them all.
And they should not be advising the demons.
Yeah. Now, of course, we find Bali also, he used the Brahmin, but they use them rather than respect them. They use them for their own purposes, basically.
King Brahma, Brahmin, a son.
Yeah.
What is the son's name?
Prithu. He was the incarnation of God. So they had that power to do that, created from his body, like cloning. And they got his body and so did something to his life. They produced Prithu.
Manus are superior to devatas.
Huh?
Manus. They are superior to devatas?
No. The Manus, we can say, are not superior, but they are ruling over the earth planet directly, whereas the devatas are not. They're in Svarga. But they have to have qualification. They have to know Dharma. They have to accept the scripture in the Vedas. They have to worship the Brahmanas. They have to worship the Devatas. They have to worship Vishnu. That's the proper system. They're a proper qualified king.
Indrasya Sivana Pratapati
Jai
Jai Jai Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai
Jai
Okay.